Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
DC, Baltimore area. I just want to send a shout out to you guys. Hope you guys are having some fun. You know, I hope you guys are enjoying the day. And I just want to encourage you the message tonight. We're going to talk about being better stewards. And better stewards means that we all have to use wisdom. Window. You know, so when I say all the wisdom out the window, one thing we need to make sure that we do is remember that wisdom is something that can keep us doing the things that we need to be doing if we're paying and being honest. Really, really is important. But they're right.
Let your worship.
Travel near or far.
Travel near or far.
Now raise it up.
gotta be where you are. Come on, raise it before I'm say,
wanna be where you are.
Gotta
be where you are.
I wanna be where.
Wanna be where.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, tonight, it's just a little as far as the connection is very, very, very slow tonight. So, yeah, just stay with me. Okay, just stay with me. Here's that question, Natasha, for your glory. Tonight, coming from Proverbs chapter 7, verse 12. Now it says, prudent seek danger, simple keep going, and suffer for it. What's up, Marla? Again, Proverbs 27, 12, and tonight we're talking about wisdom and the importance of wisdom in your life. You know, the prudent seek danger and take risks. But the simple going and suffer for tonight's message will be titled, Don't Throw Wisdom Out of the World. Don't throw wisdom out of the window. You know, and you know how to do, hey, man, I want you guys to interact with me, talk to me. You know, what do you think about wisdom? How is wisdom important to you? Life. That has wisdom. You'll show. I'm live on Blog Talk Radio as well as doing Facebook Live. And one of the things I want to see is this: God shows us things for a reason. God shows us things for a reason. And thank you, Justice. I appreciate you. This action is really kind of sad, but maybe Justice will come back. But I really want to talk about this whole thing about wisdom. God shows us things. Foresee what happened and so that we don't go that well that way. As being human beings, sometimes we do exactly, we go exactly the way he wants to go. And we sometimes as a result have to deal with the consequences of the things we do through disobedience. So, wisdom, something that's very important, and wisdom is something that I hope that you guys will wisdom saves. You know, in Proverbs chapter 27:12, it says, "Seek danger, take refuge." Prudent person, a wise person. The person is a person who uses wisdom for it. So what that second that tells me, it says but, use that but, meaning that there's something different that happened. The first half is prudent, sees the danger, and takes refuge. That means that the wise person sees something that is not good, something that could kill or harm them. Takes refuge, doesn't go in that direction. Sometimes we fall into prudent adversity. And so prudent, simple, just no, the simple is danger as well. It's simple because they don't take heed. It's simple because they don't listen. It's simple because they don't pay attention. Like if you fire your hand, you walk on gas, you can cut your feet up. But the simple see it, but they don't pay attention. And they suffer for it. The consequences for them is probably great because they don't pay attention. So, wisdom saves. How can wisdom save you? First of all, you guys hear me? Because I know you guys are really, really interactive with me, but I'm not getting that much interaction. I know that's kind of connection has been kind of slow on my end tonight, but I hope you guys can hear me. Things that I have to say is that wisdom saves. How can hey, Darlene, what's a big sister? Don't throw wisdom out of the window. My question for you guys, my question for you guys tonight, you know, how has wisdom saved you? How has wisdom saved you? What do you think about wisdom? And we're going to talk Proverbs chapter 27:12. The prudent stranger and take refuge, but don't keep going and for it. Delay in transmission. I think I'm going to hang this up and start this over again. Let me try. Connection is weak. So guys, this is coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. Hope you guys are having a good night tonight. I've been having some issues with connection being kind of weak. So because the connection is kind of weak, I'm to try to do this show. But 2 weeks, let me know. And I'll come back. You guys can hear me. Can you guys hear me? The connection was kind of weak before. Is it on your end? I might have to try again, maybe possibly tomorrow. Yeah, okay. All right, cool. Well, the connection is kind of low, kind of like all those different things. So if you guys hear, give me a thumbs up. If not, I might have to try this again tomorrow. You can hear me, Teresa? Do you have a delay? At all. All right, tonight we're talking about this radio show from the Baltimore area, and we're talking about wisdom. Don't throw wisdom out of the world. Thank you guys. Thank you. And you know, wisdom, the fact that wisdom saves. You know, God gives wisdom, and He gives people, He brings people around us and help us. Because sometimes we're going through a storm in our lives. Sometimes we can see it was going on. We can, okay, great. Thank you. Is that a copy, darling? Yeah. You guys, I think I'm going to do this tomorrow. If you can join me tomorrow from now, I'm going to work on this. It might be on Facebook. And it's just a little choppy, and I want you guys to really be able to hear. I'm going to try this again tomorrow. Appreciate you guys coming through tonight. I want you guys to be able to be a part of it and not worry about hearing the delayed sound. So I'm going to try this again tomorrow because it's just a little choppy, and connection is not the best. You hear me good? Okay. In that case, we're going. All right. So on some ends, it might be true. On others, you might hear me. We're talking about throw wisdom out of the window. Why is this important? Very, very important for us that we... Was it heavy? That's fine now. Thank you, darling. Thank you, God. Man, all right. What's going on with you? You know, we're talking about wisdom. Why did I share with me? What do you think about wisdom? How has wisdom saved your life? It's interactive. You know, I was saying that wisdom saved. Nothing much to do with a radio show right now. This is the Love Show. I'm coming to you live from the Baltimore area. And we're just talking about the importance. Wisdom, and again, don't throw wisdom out of the window. Sometimes we go through things that we go through because we don't pay attention to the signs that He gives us, and even the stories from other people who have been where we are or where what we're about to go through, and I think. Round circles. He wants us to get things. He's trying to tell us today. Let's get what God's trying to tell us. And let's make decisions on the best decisions. And the way we can do that is by paying attention to what God is saying, speaking to us. Proverbs 27:12 says, the prudent stranger and take refuge, but still keep going and suffer. How many of you, what I mean is wisdom and guides. That's so true. Wisdom protects and guides. You know, as we end up, I don't know if you've been through this, in my life, I've experienced where I've heard God say, go to the left, like, it's pretty good. That's not getting right to me right now. Then go the opposite way. It happens. Then at the end of it, I'm sitting back wondering why I go through the things I went through and God bring back to my mind. I was trying to show you. I was trying to tell you not to go that way, the other way. And Anthony Brown wrote this. Wisdom helps you discernment. You to choose God's way instead of our own way. We choose to follow the Spirit rather than our flesh. Amen. Amen, Anthony. What's up, Dr. Nicole, Mama Jackie? Yeah, and true. Reason Blant wrote this. You know God's voice. Yeah, that's so true. You have to know God's voice. That means you have to spend time with God. You have to pray. Then you have to be quiet. Meditate on his word. Him to speak to you. Then you can know his voice when wisdom is to you. Dr. Cole, how you doing? You guys, I have wisdom tonight. I went to my rib class. And I am sore, but I use wisdom. Because I'm guilty. I'm going to do this thing with people around me who are really encouraging me. It happens with, I think, with us in our lives. In our lives is the fact that we forget those better choices. To listen to the Spirit, we adopt our flesh. We see what we think is the right decision. But if you're going around like on a merry-go-round, and if you really want you guys to really be able to hear and hear me, and you're not in this time, just let me hear me. Just let me know if you can hear me. Choppy. And Rob, I'm breaking up really, really bad. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to try this again tomorrow at the same time because people come and they go out because it's really, really breaking up. So I'm going to try this again tomorrow. Okay? Tomorrow from 9 to 10. Gosh, you guys, are you hearing me now? What's going on with this Facebook thing? What's going on with this Facebook? You going to keep going in and out? Distracting for you? Is it distracting for you? I don't want it to be distracting for you. Oh, sometimes that doming? Okay, I'm going to try this again tomorrow. Time from 9 to 10. And about wisdom. Not throwing wisdom out the window. Because I really want you guys to really, really enjoy this segment. Oh, it's my area too. Stay the course. Stay through it. Keep going. That's what I'm trying to say. Don't keep on going. Keep talking. What's going on, Willie May? Get through this then. Still choppy. Okay. This is what I'm trying to do. What's up, Corey? Okay. Of course. I believe that God wants, I think I'm going to do all this stuff because someone out there is going to get breakthrough today. So, wisdom saves. I'll work it out. Okay, Dr. Nicole. Thank you. I'm still going to do it tomorrow. But if you guys stay with me, I'm going to be here. I'm going to stay the course. You know, it might be a little tricky. Wisdom saves. I think some of us are going through the things. Okay, Lord, thank you. Lord, please clear the connection so people can be encouraged in their walk. With Jesus' name, pray. Amen. Tonight, I'm out wisdom and wisdom. Thanks, Lane. I'm going to keep going. I appreciate the fact that you're with me. I think we've been going around circles like on America because we're not time praying and asking God to just show us his way. So that we end up going through all these different things and we wonder why. Why am I going through this? Why am I experiencing this? So God put in my heart, and I'm trying to see or trying to do too much, just chill out and relax, a couple of deep breaths. But I believe that we're going through because we're not with one of my sisters in the faith. She has told me about, and we've talked about, is the fact that we have to what God is saying. And if we're not listening when those things happen, we should not look back on those things and say, why is this happening to me? You know, hopefully we can be like the man and the priest in Proverbs chapter 27, it says 12, where it says, the prudent see danger, take refuge. But the simple keep going, suffer for it. And Rob, a friend, Rob, he's like uncle. He writes, for by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more than you ought, but rather think of yourself with judgment and accord with the faith God has distributed to each of you. Yes, yes. It's Romans chapter 12. What does that mean? God has given us that peace. And we've been, for me, I feel like saying, think of yourself more high, but think of yourself with judgment in accordance with the faith God has given to each of you. So using wisdom, we can't, and we have to really, really pay attention to the signs God gives us. We have to pay attention to his voice. That comes by spending time with him. It comes from listening to people who've gone through what they've gone through. You know, someone has been dealing with alcoholism or something like that, and you start drinking all these different things, and the person is telling you the things that they've lost in their life. The person is telling you what they've experienced, how it's affected their mind on that same road. Proverbs 12:7-12 says this: the prudent see danger and take refuge. The simple go in and suffer for it. So pride hinders and destroys wisdom. We can't be walking around. Thank you, Rob. Thank you. We can't be walking around and we know everything. You know, sometimes I'll tell you this. I've had a discussion with my mom many times throughout my life. Sometimes your mom knows things that you don't know that they know. Sometimes your parents know things that you don't know. And if you pay attention, trying to speak through those people around you, can save you. It can really save you. It can save you from making terrible choices. You know, I think that sometimes we lose ourselves in pride. And pride kind of clouds our ears to really hear what God is really, really. We can listen to God's word and we can hear what he says. The question is, will we follow his direction obedient to what he says? Arlene, you hit it right ahead. Let's hit that. Robert, you're talking about with pride, darling. That's so true. We can listen to his word. We can hear what he says. The question is, will we follow his direction, obedient to what he says? You know, and if we do that, darling, we will be like that prudent man and take advantage. Because sometimes we might look down the street and say, yes, wrong. I don't see anything. You can proceed. You might get the I need to stop. Stop where you are. Go back in the house. You can start walking down the street. And anything that's happened, whether you drive by, whether, you know, some people drive out of our way, it is. Something can happen. So always know what's happened, but we pay attention in our opinion. Then we can save ourselves the heartache and harm and even death. You know, but you know, sometimes we take that route simple, man. We keep on going. I know everything. You know everything. I can handle this. It's not going to happen to me because I'm different. I'm going to do it this. You know, it's not always happen like that. If someone comes through what you're thinking about doing, it's better you listen. If God is telling you to go left, you want to go right, you want to go left, pay attention. You know, because you can save your life, you can save your soul. But you know, we make those decisions and we keep going and we suffer. And sometimes that suffering, that consequence, deadly. You know, so I feel like God wants us to be in that place where we get it right. Right now. Dr. Nicole says, we ignore God's voice when we allow that of our own selfish desire to supersede His. That is how we create our own storm. That's so true. That's how we create our own storm. I want to tell you this. This is as obedience does. When you're obedient to the wisdom that God places around you in your relationships and when you're obedient, you see the fruit of there. You see the positive results. But when you're not obedient and you don't listen to good wisdom, I have my big Charlene on here, you know, she can attest. Listen, when God can give you wisdom, listen. Do what he's showing you. You got to pay attention. You got to be willing to be obedient. And that's true. And Darlene wrote this, and God's voice sometimes come from other people. Obedience is a constant test. That's so true, Darlene. That's so true. That's my sister. That's true. And God sometimes comes from other people. Obedience is a constant test. I'm here to tell you. Sometimes you have to listen to those people who've lived longer. They've experienced life. They've experienced things that you know about, some things you don't know about. Just pay attention to your parents. You know, listen to wisdom. They come from the older people. Listen to what they've gone through. You know, and I'm telling you, guys out there, you know, you keep wondering why you keep doing the same thing. Why you keep making the same mistakes? Why you keep on experiencing the same mistake? If you keep on being like a simple person, you see the storm that's coming. You know, I can handle this. I got this. I got this. God's telling you, stop. Listen. Leave that person alone. Do not even go the route. Chill out. Stop. We say, we got this. I got this, Lord. Then we go through it, and then we're connected. It's time out for the merry-go-round. Time out for, yes, let's be in. Sometimes if you want to change something different, what do they say about it? It's that same thing over and expecting a different result. You know, it's time to stop that. And say, get off that wheel. Something different. Go out. Listen to people that you placed around you. Listen to those people speaking to you through your relationships. Be wisdom. If there's something that goes against the word of God, then don't do that route. That's not. But you do have to hear God's voice with yourself. And then pray about it. She wrote this. My grandma is a 100. She's keep live their lives preparing to meet God. They live it for current happiness and gratification. And that's the problem. People don't live their lives preparing to meet God for current happiness and gratification. Then in the end, they're going to keep on going. They're going to step up. Let's get ready. Let's like the bridesmaids, the ones that their oils, they were ready for the bridegroom. When the bridegroom came, he was ready. But the other ones ran out of oil, came back, let me some oil. No, I'll give you oil, then I don't have anything left. Then the bridegroom came and get in. The Sean Hicks, listen to God. And that's true. We've got to listen to God. I'm telling you this, darling, you know, listen to Grandma's 103. That's some good wisdom right there. God. And that's not true. Dr. Holt wrote this. Change the outcome by changing your responses. That means allowing God's will and purpose us to be done, not this. I've gone through some things. And something that I can't, but what I can share is this. God is telling you to go the direction, do this. He's telling you do it. You know, don't keep going and say, you know, when, Lord, when? I'm telling you, stop now. I want you to do X, Y, Z. You say, Lord, when? How? Lord, I can understand what I'm trying to show you and tell you, and then take refuge and hide somewhere. It's like tornado. We see the tornado, and we see the tornado that it could be anything, you know, to represent anything in your life, but that's down the street, and we gotta get a little close to look at that. Tornado's not gonna kill me. I'm okay. You know what? We got to use wisdom, our heads, and really listen to what God is really saying. Stand it. Beverly, she wrote this. I'm doing it boldly in faith. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes. God is the way. Truth and the life, yes, Brian. Yes, yes, yes. You guys are sharing this. And I hope it's blessed you guys because you guys are blessed me. Sean Hicks wrote this, good wisdom for others. The voice of God cancels out the opinions of the saints. Well, that's true. That's so true. Cold thing is this. You know, you have to use sermon. You have to discern, is this the voice of God speaking? You do that. You need to people. God speaks through his word. Anything that takes his word, don't pay attention to that wisdom. But God speaks through those people around you. If someone has gone through what you're doing, listen. It's key. Don't think that you know. Sometimes it's humbling. It's about humbling yourself and then you take it, you pray it, and then you go to the Lord, which is leading you. But sometimes, first of all, we have a lie. There's a lie and there's a lie. And we have to decide if we're going to believe the truth or we keep on ignoring the truth. And sometimes we play these games with our minds and we try to rationalize things like the truth. She wrote this. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you asking. But when you ask him, be sure your faith is in God alone. Do not waver for a person with divine loyalty that is unsettled as the shape of a stone and by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. The loyalty is divided between God and the able in everything they do. As James chapter 1, verses 4-8, the New Living Translation. Amen. And Cole wrote, when God speaks, it's uncomfortable, but comfortable with being uncomfortable. I'm unapologetically governed by his voice, not this. John Smith wrote this, amen. We walk by faith and not by sight. The Sean talking about personal relationships. Beverly, him glory, the answer is no. And that's not true. That's all. Everything I'm saying is so true. You know, wisdom saves, wisdom protects, wisdom guides. And God wants us to use that wisdom, walk in wisdom. And I believe that if we begin to really look at the things that we're doing and our motive behind the things that we do, here's what is wisdom. What is wisdom to you? How can wisdom help save your life? How can you be like a person who sees a day and take refuge? Not my will, Lord, but your will. Sometimes we had to bring out this objection to God. God is what God is saying to us in our lives. So I want to encourage you guys that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with, you know, pay attention to the things going on around you. Look at the signs. What is God saying to you? We know what God is saying to us if we allow the noise of those things around us to fall out so we can't hear the danger and take refuge. But before the prudent can see, maybe the prudent has to be enough, a clear mind and understanding to be able to see the danger. You know, that means we got to focus on the things that are really, really important so that God is speaking, we can be in the place where we can really hear. But if we allow things around in his voice, then it's going to be like simple because we can't hear. And I would say to you, some of you guys out there, we can hear what God is trying to say to you. Beverly, this wisdom is choosing God's plan, his word over our own. Yes. And you know, Beverly, sometimes that hurts. You know, you say God's plan alone because our flesh says, I'll do it this way. Do we really want to go through the whole thing of disobedient, doing our way, fail, through the consequences and results of being disobedient? It's better just ask, Lord, what's your plan for my life? You want me to do in our. And I tell you, if we get to that point, we say to the Lord, it's painful. And I've been through it forever when I was saying go to the right and I left, go to the left and right, or keep going, stop, and whatever way, you know, I experienced that in my life. You guys have experienced that where you have not been obedient. You've been simple, keep going. For it. Some of you might have relationships and God's telling you it's time for you to let go of. You know, or perhaps friends with people might be dealing drugs. Who knows? And God's saying, I need you to leave the person alone. You never know what God's trying to shield and protect you from. But when you attention, you say, yes, Lord, like Beverly Brown, but God, all things work together. All things work together. I just want to encourage you guys to be obedient. Whatever it is that God is saying to you, your life, whatever it is that he's trying to bring out of your life, I encourage you, allow yourself to be free enough to hear. Take the chance of freedom. It means that you're not so concerned with everything that's going around you. You're paying, you're honing in on what God is saying. You're reading the word, you're praying, you're spending time with God. So that you can hear. So that you can hear. Sometimes, guys, we have to turn off the radio, turn off the cell phones for a while. It's quiet time with God so he can speak to you, so he can show you his way in. And speak to your spirit and your heart. through prayer and help lead you in the direction to go in. I believe this is a very serious time in our lives that God wants us right. Let's not be like the children of Israel when he came out of Egypt. They were kind of disobedient. They were going around in a circle, in a circle, in a circle, which could have been easily done in prayer. Short amount of time. Let's not go around in circles. Those are the things that God's placed in your business. Go ahead and do it. This, if you wait, do it. If you want to be successful, do it. If you want to experience something in life, do some things that you haven't done before. Spend that time, guys. Spend time meditating on his word, on his face. Make him number one in life. Choose to walk toward destiny. And we're doing these things, and we're living lives, and we're walking. Situations will come to test us, to make us stronger. Prudence sees danger, and they take refuge. The direction you need, you need stuff. Perhaps that's what God is saying to you. Perhaps God is saying, "Don't go on the right path." But person over there, you might have that person. Because that person doesn't have your best interest at heart. The step going and step forward. I've known people who have people, I should say this person because this person has their relationship before, like this, like that. No, I shouldn't have this relationship. Keep going. Then going through a whole bunch of things, a whole bunch of mess. They went down. They already to go down. So we're in a place now. God is speaking to us. He's trying to show us the way. Jesus Christ is the truth and life. It comes but by him. And God is trying to change things in our lives. But we have to be willing. We have to be obedient. You know, I can lose weight if I don't go through the pain of losing weight, bad exercise. You know, if we're gonna be around for a while and do the work, we gotta be in good shape. Whatever it is that is for you, whatever that thing is for you, that thing that God is trying to speak to you. What's up, girl? Whatever that thing God is trying to speak to you. It's trying to protect you from danger. You see something, and you get that feeling in your stomach, in your spirit, and this is something not right. You hear the Lord tell you, stop, and take cover. Take refuge, go in a different direction. But there's some things God is telling you, and you just getting caught up in your foot. Simple, keep going, and it's punished. I mean, as suffered. That's time to put away simple stuff. So even when you get back up, but we can save ourselves from heartache if we're obedient to what God wants us to do. That's what I wanted to share with you guys. And that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about tonight. That was on my heart. You know, whenever you're preaching, guys, you should always preach to himself first. The message always goes to the messenger first. You know, God speaks to you, it's uncomfortable. But get comfortable with being comfortable. And she said, I'm unapologetically governed by his voice, not. You know, guys, if you need wisdom, like Darlene shared from Genesis 1:5-8, ask a generous God. He will give it to you. Lack wisdom, need wisdom. Pray, Lord, please give me wisdom. But then be willing. Flat out be screaming, yelling, and hollering. Because you want to do things your way. Be willing to do it. Be willing to follow God. Be willing. Be willing. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy, like everybody was saying. It was rough. The flesh. I get away, guys. I want you to understand the flesh goes against the spirit. One of the things that Don wrote this earlier, we can listen to God's word and hear what he says. The question is, he says, I'm going to follow God's word while I live. Is he going to follow his master in our lives? Obedience, like my big sister, Danger, obedience is a constant test. Obedience is a constant test. To really, 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 really think about this. Because with this word, we're in a place right now where we can really, really, really change the course of our lives. Use wisdom, don't throw it out the window. You know, because when wisdom speaks, we need to be listening. Wisdom saves. Wisdom will save you. Wisdom will keep you. Wisdom will guide you through them, even when you cannot see. God will lead you. Rob, I want to ask you guys what Rob gave, share Romans 12:3. For by grace given to me, to every one of yourself, more humble yours. Better think of yourself for judgment. Humble yourself, guys. Let us humble ourselves. Let's pay attention to signs. Let's pay attention first of all to God. The signs that he gives. And the words he speaks through his words, through our relationships with the people. Our minds can be clear so that we can hear God's voice, so we can begin to see danger and take refuge. Let's not be like a simple and keep going. For it. You know, someone said, has touched your heart. What's up, Mr. Kenton? You know, we're talking about not throwing wisdom out the window. Don't throw wisdom out the window. Pay attention. You know, let's not be like a soul. And then have to deal with the consequences of paying attention to what God is saying to us. What's up, Sean? Appreciate you doing a blog. Radio, doing it on Facebook, also on Tuesdays from 9 to 10. Say God bless you. I pray that God bless you. I pray that God will keep you. I pray that Proverbs 27:12, that we will be like a man who sees danger and takes refuge. Let's not be simple. Signs or what God is trying to say to us, keep going on and then deal with the consequences. Let's do God's way today. Let's do that. Let's be like a prudent man. Let's be wise. Open your eyes. See what's ahead of you. See things that are coming. See the relationship. Check every area of your life. Lord, to reveal his for your life and to reveal those relationships you don't need to be annoyed with. Which you don't need to take of. And take that refuge. It might save your life. This is better than sacrifice. And I just believe we're at a point and a place where God wants us to get it right. Because there's a lot of work that we need to be done in the kingdom, His glory. Stop you guys, because if you guys take a hold of that wisdom, keep wisdom close to you, think on those things that are good. You don't have to be like the simple and have choices to deal with because we were obedient. I want to say God bless you guys. Thank you guys for coming through, for encouraging me to keep the course tonight because of all those interruptions and delayed exceptions earlier in the program made it a little difficult. So I appreciate you guys. God bless you. Have a great night. Please trust you. And I'll see you again next week from 9 to 10. God bless you guys. Have a good night.